You want to get to know her, go up to her and say something.
No.
And if advice on foolproof things to say, let me know and I will tell you, I will help you.
No. No, 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 no.
Say it now.
Okay. I understand that women did this, but it was the women that are already in relationships. That was my main point, is that it was women that are already in relationships. No woman is going to turn down an advance from a man.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to them.
Well, yeah, because they get to go home and tell all their girlfriends how some loser tried to talk to her and she turned him down and laughed in his face. It's a good story for the friends. It's definitely a good story for their stupid, pointless TikToks. And then it's just more validation. So you know what? They do want all guys to come up and talk to them. Because it's a win-win for her. If it's a hot guy, she get to screw another hot guy. If it's an ugly guy, she get to make fun of him and make a TikTok about it and get views and validation that way. But they're not asking you to come up to them and talk to them so they can pick a guy to start a life with and be kind to and nurturing to, you know, and have children with. It's not for anything righteous. Most of the things they do and say is not going to be anything righteous or for anything righteous. Never forget that, fellas.
That she thinks is attractive. So, and those are the women you want anyways. You don't care about the opinions of women that already have boyfriends or husbands. You care about the opinion of the single ones. That was my point.
Red flags and guys, let's go.
Number one, if he is 25 years old or above and his main form of communication is Snapchat, major, major red flag.
Of course.
Like, if I'm out and about and you approach me asking me what's my Snapchat.
Okay, wait. Before we start talking about men's red flags, where do we start with you? I know where we start. Bullring Chronicles. It's the Bullring Chronicles. Metal in your face. Yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Bullring Chronicles. The Demon Nails Chronicles. It's the Demon Nail Chronicles. The Tatted Up Chronicles. It's the Tatted Up Chronicles.
Snapchat versus like my number or my Instagram, I automatically think you're shady.
Right.
Second red flag is whenever he posts on social media like he's an influencer, but he's not an influencer. Like, I'm sorry, but why are you uploading selfies on your story?
Ma'am, do you think you're an influencer because you got a bunch of pervs, you know, stalking your pages so they can squeeze one off to you? Do you think that makes you an official certified influencer? This is crazy.
Why do you have highlights of every city you've been, like you've been flown out? Such an ick. Red flag number three is whenever he is wearing the Van Cleef bracelet. I am all for guys accessorizing, okay? I actually encourage it. But a Van Cleef bracelet is like a marker for a sassy man. Like, girl, I promise you, if he's wearing a Van Cleef bracelet, he wants you to show up at his doorstep with flowers, okay? If he goes to any warehouse gym versus like a traditional gym.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
What's up?
Why don't you ever smile?
Huh?
Why don't you ever smile?
So I'm just chilling.
I think, when I think of the word RBF, that's in good space.
I know.
Okay, this just did not come off as smooth. I mean, just come and introduce yourself. I don't know. I guess he's taking my advice from earlier about, you know, coming in with the insult, but this isn't how to do it. Or who knows, maybe it worked. I would have came more smooth than this. Well, really, when you're even approaching, she knows that you're talking to her because you want to F her and because you want to get her number. Women aren't stupid. They know you're not just coming up to spark a conversation with a random chick just for the sake of doing it. See, this took too much independent effort to come off the way it needed to come off. Now, if y'all happen to be walking out at the same time and you just happen to say that as y'all walking out together, that would have been a lot more smooth. But taking time out of your day to come walk over and talk to her, that's putting her in too high of a position, in my opinion. But y'all can let me know where I'm thinking wrong about it.
You just hit the corner and came at me.
I was sitting over there and I had seen you. I thought you looked...
I just got here.
Well, this definitely looks fake, but let's just say it's real. Anytime a woman these days is coming up to you, approaching you, trying to shoot her shot, you can bet your bottom dollar that there's a camera running somewhere. So just play it smooth and just walk away, really. Don't even feed into it. get the hell out of Dodge as quick as possible.
Right, and I see you sit down. Then why you letting me like that to me?
I was just saying I just got here.
You must have got a girlfriend or something.
Nah.
How you gonna be mean to me?
Stand up, stand up.
Why are you being so mean to me?
Just stand up real quick.
Why are you gonna stand up?
You have a girlfriend? No, I want to see what you got on. Stand up. Like I said, you hit the corner and sat down mad quick. I can't even see what you got on.
Wait. You're gonna see me stand up when I leave. What's y'all saying?
You believe in zodiac signs.
All right, now turn around and walk that way.
Why are you treating me like that?
I don't like tall women. You too tall for me.
Dang.
Tall people.
We don't know. I'm so serious.
Anyway, you're asking like a piece of bro.
I want to let it be known. I'm not letting y'all live it down that y'all picked a bear. Every chance I get, I'm going to remind you. Oh, and also how you called Minnie, but are sticking up for Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Even though his mother was the one that was essayed. Drake joked on him, and you are sticking up for Kendrick like, hey, that's insensitive. Meanwhile, y'all were calling men down low. I'm not letting y'all live none of that down. See, these men are going to let y'all, they're going to let y'all slide. I'm not. That's how they keep getting over. But see, I don't got none of y'all as friends. I'm sure some.
Is it just me or is it that women have the same insults towards men? It really get old. It just has no kick to it anymore. You're part of the rainbow community. You got a little, you know, wee-wee. You don't love your mother. You know, you H8 women, it just, it has no effect anymore.
You're goddamn right.